Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to everyone. I am Apodman of Kunti Ang Agama, Natural Divine Arts and Healing. And today, I have a special topic to discuss to all of you. Actually, this topic is also a continuation from our webinar last time. We held it last October 28, 2023 via Google Meet. And the topic was exploring the spiritual realms of the pre-colonial indigenous Filipino. So today, I just want to discuss about what will happen to the soul of a person when that person died in a battle or a terrible death. If you will remember that there are spiritual beings, no, as an individual, when we die, we could become an abian or a spirit guide, or we could be a busaw, a demon, no? So what are the condition of those death, kind of death, when we suffer? Those who died a peaceful death, whether they are good or bad, they could become an abian, no, or a spirit guide. But of course, we could see the power of an individual person on how they communicate with the spirit of the dead, whether the communication is done by an individual person or done by a religious priest. In the indigenous community, we have two kinds of priests, no? First is the babaylan, and the second is the bagani. The babaylan usually are a spiritual advisor for a tribal leader, and also an educator or a priest, a mediator between the diwata or the gods and to the community or to the ordinary people. Whereas the bagani is a warrior priest, no? And usually they are also the leader or chieftains. So most of the chieftains also possess magical powers. They have access also to the spiritual realms in almost every tradition and culture, not only in the Philippines. It is seen that a religious leader is not only has the power over the gods, but also the kings, the chieftains of the tribe, such as in Egypt, the pharaohs are representation of gods on this earth, no? They are also have this power. And the bagani in our culture is also the same. And usually the bagani are the one who are taming the demons of the community, no? Because they use the power of the demons in fighting so that they could be able to defend the tribe their citizens, no? But during the American occupation, no, after we liberate from Spain, American came, this bagani system has been seized, no? They criminalized their belief in terms of killing people. Usually, the bagani, no, the concept of the bagani, no, if you know the word aswang, the aswang are the an evil spirit or a creature that usually eat people, children, and they drink on blood, no? It was from the custom of the bagani. According to history, the bagani, when they kill people, their enemies, no, they slaughter it and they eat their flesh and drink their blood and their internal organs. It is a part of ritual. It is a part of ritual to strengthen the souls or the power of the busaw, which are the demons that we have told, no? But this one, this practice has been stopped and been criminalized. And right now, the bagani system among tribal community are lessened, no? Or are not active or not visible anymore. Although there can be warrior, but most of the time, this kind of practice was not encouraged anymore because it is a time of peace. But what will happen? What happened? Now, what happened to busaw, who are bloodthirsty demons? Are they bad or are they good or what? Should we rejoice because this practice and custom that's been totally closed or stopped? I think not, no? That's the reason why some of the Babaylan or most of the Babaylan still practices blood offerings. So instead of human sacrifices of human blood in battle, no, they offer animals. But right now, the culture of people around the world is changing. We have now vegetarianism and veganism that forbids the sacrifice of animal, no, of animal or bloodshed in our rituals. And it quite, yes, it's nice. So what happened to the demon, the busaw? They are possessing people. They are possessing people to shed blood. That's why a good person, you will be shocked that they killed other people because of whatever injustices that they have done. And some of these busaw or demons will spread out into community leaders, to country leaders, and start doing war. So the leader is being possessed with demons, with this kind of soul, because these demons are being neglected. They have not been offered with blood or offering that will appease them. And usually when a certain person in it's a form of exorcism, traditional exorcism in our country, in the Philippines, no, especially from the indigenous tribe, no, they would pass the spirit from of the busaw into the pig so that they could feast on the blood of the pig. That's why there are animal sacrifices. I think if you watch the Pope Exorcist, no, the Pope Exorcist, they have done that. Instead of killing the person, they allow the evil spirit to transfer from the person to the pig, and the pig was later on being shot. And the process, the reason why, if when I watch it, no, the reason why the demon, the devil, the demon persist, no, because the king was not, the pig was not properly killed, no, it was not properly sacrificed, because the blood should be eaten, or we should drop blood for that demon, so that the demon will cease to what they call that, to destroy other people, no? For Christianity, I believe that the greatest sacrifice that has been done, it was made by Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ shed his blood, all the demons or the evil spirit have been tamed by his blood. So right now, at this moment, there are so many blood have been shed. Will that mean the demons have been, have been tamed because of the warfare that is happening around the world? Actually not. No, actually it's not. They are not tamed. But instead, the humanity, the people around the world, have created new demons. They allow to give birth to new demons. No, so the many people that have died during this war will become demon, because they did not die in peace. They did not die in good situation, but they died in a chaotic environment. So the last registry in their mind that will stuck in their soul while they are dead, no, is trouble, is chaos. So this new demon will spread out fear all around. And remember, as a spirit, they are spirit, no? They are not limited on time, on space, time and space. So whenever we talk about them, they will just appear. So they will continue to hunt people who are talking about them, no? So it might, so we know that it happened in the Middle East. There are many people died in the Middle East. So because we are in the Philippines, when we talk about it, they will just appear here in the Philippines to hunt people. And how will they hunt, no? Since that people who died, since those souls that have died in the Middle East are in a warfare, so they will become aggressive and malevolent. It is just like a chicken, a cockfighter, no? A chicken or a rooster that you train for cockfighting, you could not tame. Even though you feed them, they will still attack you. Actually, I've been attacked by my father's chicken when I used to pass on their way, and they think that I am an enemy, so they attack me and I get wounded. No, so this is the same thing that happened to a soul that been trapped or died on a war. So what we could do right now, what we could do is to transform their energy, because they are spirit, they are also energies. Now, as energy, it is not created, it cannot be destroyed. Although, we could say they transformed into it because of the situation that they experienced. So they become bad because of the situation that happened to them when they are living their last life here on earth. No? So even how much offering of peace, how much holy water you speak, how much crosses you put on their face, they will not be transformed unless there is love that been sent to them when they die. That is the reason why our ancestors are creating ritual or are doing ritual to appease their soul. There should be an offering. No? When a person that been even a modern one, no? Modern Catholic right now, Filipinos right now, when their relative has been killed, no, has been killed, they put live chicks over their coffin so that the people who killed that person will have their own conscience to surrender, no, and that's kind, no, and even that live chick should be buried, no. Should be buried. And to these thousands of people that have died in Middle East because of this war, how many chickens will also require so that the person who started this will have conscience and surrender? And how many blood sacrifices from animals will require to purify the souls? I think we need also many babaylan or binabaylan to work this out, because if this situation will not be handled, it will not be cured, it will last to the next generations and to the next generations, especially on the mind of those people who are in social media that condemning a certain country and taking side on another country. Actually, this kind of behavior will only give a worse scenario. Not only on that, we are courageous enough because we are not there, no? But we are creating a portal for all the spirits to come into the place where we are, where we live right now, in order to hunt us, to hunt us. But what if what you do is for them to have justice? The spirit will not recognize that, because their heart and their mind is consumed or filled up with hatred because of war. So their energy is too high enough that they will not be able to understand, to listen, unless there is a powerful babaylan that could transform their soul, their energies. That's how the spirit works, no? That's how the spirit works. It does not listen to your words. It does not listen or read any text, but they move through the emotions. So what kind of emotions we should have given to them? Now we should give to them in order to give them peace, their souls to rest in peace. No? We give them prayers, we give them offerings, we work them out until they will totally cleanse out. All the souls also need healing, no? We should send healing. But we could not send healing if we pray, I hope this person be dead as well, in order for your soul to have justice. It doesn't work, because the content of our prayer is still negative, no? We want negative to happen in order to justify what had happened. But love will only wash away all those hurt. If you are being comforted by a person, you feel love, your behavior will change. But if there is full of hatred in your heart, no matter a God will come down on earth, it could not be tamed. I remember an Egyptian goddess named Sekhmet, full of rage. She was not being able to be stopped even by the council of gods. Even the god Ra was not able to stop Sekhmet in killing, no? Until the time that they sent the god Ta, which the goddess Sekhmet fell in love with, and she transformed into the goddess. Instead of goddess of warfare and destruction of the murderer, she became the goddess of love, no? So as on the Indian, no? Such as Kali, she was not able to be stopped to shed blood in killing the demons. And Kali have seen also the people as demons, but the Lord Shiva himself took him down by lying on the floor. And when Kali realizes what she's standing up or stepping up is the body of Lord Shiva, she transformed. She got tamed. So right now, let us not give up prayer, because prayer could touch the soul and it could transform the soul into what we desire to have. And what we desire to have is to have peace. And we want each soul, living or dead, to be at peace. That's why let us not give up praying for peace. Let us not invite chaos to come into our community. But instead, let us start building up peace in our home, in our life, and radiate it out to our community. And if the whole community are being radiated and the light of peace have turned on, let it shine and send it to the place that needed it most. So right now, let us pray. There is one power in the universe, and we are the perfect manifestation of that power. And for as such, we pray for peace. We pray for peace. We pray for love, and we pray for stability. We pray that all the people around the world to embrace peace. Peace that promotes justice. Justice that follows discipline and orderliness. Discipline and orderliness as a result of understanding, and understanding as a product of knowledge, and knowledge as a fruit from the seed of love. O great Supreme Divine Spirit, we pray before you and ask you to bless us, your children, with courage, bravery, and strength, so that through these blessings, we may be able to overcome all forms of evil, fear, hatred, terror, violence, warfare, and worries around the world. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevails on earth. May all the people around the world be blessed with peace. May all the inhabitants of Mother Earth enjoy the blessings of love as we create and manifest this in our life by our unified will, with aiming no harm to anyone, and in full gratitude to the Divine, we accept and receive this. And it is so, so not it be. Mayari na. Pag-asa tin, maraming salamat. Thank you for watching. And then, bye!